Hello everyone, Chris here. Chris Buschhausen running for City Council District 1. And thank you all again for commenting, responding on all the different sites on my article that recently came out on in the Greenfield Reporter, written by Ben, who's a reporter over in Greenfield, reporter, and I want to thank him as well for the well-written article that he did. Obviously not everything was mentioned that I stand for or anything like that, so what you guys all have to understand is that some people are posting stuff on there that is irrelevant to what I stand for, and I was told that I held positions that I don't hold, like somebody mentioning on there that I supported affordable housing. While I do support, you know, apartment complexes and things of that nature, I'm kind of on the fence when it comes to Section 8 housing. I don't really approve that wholeheartedly and fully, just because I've seen issues with it in the past in other cities across the country that I lived in. To name a few, for example, since many of you don't really know my history or anything like that, so in June of 2003, I joined the United States Army. From 2004 to 5, I deployed to Iraq as a military police and vet, military police specialist, and you know, trained the Iraqi soldiers, the Iraqi police, did personal protection details for General Sanchez while I was over there, and a variety of other details to name, convoy security and stuff like that. So I do have a backlog and of, you know, and that kind of stuff. Yes, I was deployed, but it was not put in the article to go to tell everybody, you know, look, I'm a veteran, you should vote for me because I'm a veteran. What that does tell you, though, is that I've gone, I've been through things over the 7 years that I was in the military. When I got back from Iraq, I was promoted to sergeant when I went over to Fort Lee, Virginia. In Fort Lee, Virginia, I went into promotable status while I was over in Fort Lee, and I was promoted very short after. And then I, when I came over to Fort Knox, which is my third duty station, I was promoted to sergeant, and also went through investigator school. So I was an investigator for 3 years as well. So my background is in law enforcement, in case many of you wanted to know. My background is in law enforcement. I took a 3-year break and then came back to Marion County Sheriff's Department, or Marion County Sheriff's Office in Indianapolis, Indiana. I've been a sheriff deputy since 2013, January 2nd of 2013. And I love I love working with the public, working with people, but I've always felt like my position was in politics. I didn't always feel like I belonged just in law enforcement. And there's a lot of different issues that I've been standing for in this country. And one of them is, I noticed there's a lot of like name calling from a lot of different sides. So what I mean by that is like the Democrats tend to, you know, label Republicans a certain way, and the Republicans typically, you know, label Democrats a certain way. And I've experienced this since my article was posted today, and that's fine if you guys believe those labels that are presented. If you believe that, you know, a congresswoman from New York presents the values of myself, who has experienced, you know, life for 33 years on this planet, that's fine if you think my values are, you know, instilled with her. I'm not a socialist. I'm not a communist. I don't plan on coming out with ideas that are going to increase taxes where we go into a deficit and the city goes broke. So I don't know where those ideas are coming out at. I am a fiscal conservative Democrat, which means that I believe in certain issues. I'm not for abortion, but I am pro-life, which means that that is up to the mother and the father's choice on that. I'm not support a full term, obviously. And no, I don't support it personally because that's my personal opinion, but I'm not going to go ahead and instill my ideas on other people. Just like I'm not going to instill my ideas on religion on other people. Point of running for city council is not to instill these ideas on people. So when somebody comes across and says, hey, Chris, you stand for this, when I've never mentioned that It just really makes me mad because that's not what I've ever said. That'd be like me saying, well, you're a Republican, so you support a certain candidate, or you are this certain person. It's not true. I am not running for city council because I am against Republicans in the city council. That's not the reason for it. I am running for office because I have lived in Greenfield for 5 years. I have experienced other communities across the country, to name a few: Colorado Springs, Colorado, Fort Carson, Colorado, which is a military base, Chester, Virginia, Fort Lee, Virginia, Ratcliffe, Kentucky, Elizabethtown, Kentucky, Fort Knox, Kentucky, Indianapolis, Indiana, Greenfield, Indiana. Those are just towns and cities over the last 16 years almost that I've lived in. So I've lived across the country. I've seen what works for these towns and communities, and I've seen what doesn't work. What doesn't work is when a town does not keep up with its infrastructure. By that, you see it in major cities. You see two-lane roads going both directions, traffic at a standstill because we're not staying ahead of the curve in some cities. So my plan for State Road 9 is to beautify it, yes, and add sidewalks on either side of State Road 9. But my plan is to ask the state of Indiana and NDOT for allocation of funds and for a study to see if a bypass is necessary through the city of Greenfield. We have seen so much truck traffic come through downtown, and the truck traffic is tearing up our roads. It's tearing up our infrastructure. You got to think of the smog that's coming out of the vehicles, out of the trucks. It's hitting these buildings. It's causing, you know, structures to lose their quality as well from all the traffic. A lot of people don't think about that. The walkability rating has not increased. We got a problem over on North Street, north of 40 and 9, that there's no sort of stoppage, yieldage, or anything. And it's almost impossible to get out of North Street right now. So you have to turn around. You have to go down to Franklin probably just to get up the street and up the block. And I'm not a proponent of, and I'm not the type of person who usually gets, you know, mad at certain things, but don't call me out on things I've never said. Yes, I support a fire station in District 1 or in that area because I want to see fire response times up. I am also a big proponent in public safety. And public safety to me includes firefighters, paramedics, and police officers. If you disagree that we don't need more of that in Greenfield, then I'm sorry. But we have officers right now that are working 12-hour shifts, 4 days a week. Sorry, not 4 days a week. 4 days in a row. So they're working four 12-hour shifts in a row. They used to work 3 8.5-hour shifts. I'm a big proponent of adding extra officers so that that cuts down on the stress level of our police officers. I'm also a big proponent in adding additional firefighters and increasing their budget a little bit so they have the equipment and they have the personnel necessary to respond to these fires so they're not stressed out either. And usually paramedics fall under the fire department. I am a big proponent of this stuff because I've seen what works and doesn't work. You need to fund these areas in order to make your city safer and a city that people want to live in. When you fail to fund things like that, you have a lot of different issues that happen. And I had one guy arguing with me on the whole private, my whole idea of asking for local businesses, to sponsor the parks and like sponsor the playgrounds and different things of that matter. I don't understand why that's a bad idea. We're asking them to donate their time, volunteer some time, get some good PR for their company and say, hey, look, we support the community. We've been here for years. We're more than happy to help pay for this playground over here to help improve our parks and recreation in Greenfield, because we're part of your community too. That's the whole purpose. We need to get more of these businesses involved. And there are plans in the works from what I've seen in this plan. There's a 10-year plan that was released by the city council in the city of Greenfield. I don't know if some of those things are not going to get passed, but It includes some of the things that I've mentioned, which includes revitalization of the downtown area, to include improving the fronts of a lot of these houses and businesses along Main Street. Many of you said, well, who cares what, you know, other people say about us? That's it. In my opinion, that's an ignorant statement to say, because we should be looking at people wanting to move to Greenfield because of the way it looks and the way we treat people and the things that we have and the things that we're going to provide in the future. And the widening of J.C. Phelps Drive, I had another person argue with me on that. Yes, it is almost 2 miles. But Keystone Subdivision has widened a portion of that, so it is possible to widen J.C. Phelps Drive. And the reason is that it's not because I want to spend money, it's because of safety. We've had nasty accidents over there. We've had roll-offs on the sides over there. And we have only two-way stops, and people blow through those, or they're going too fast in the other directions. And then next thing you know, we have a major accident. So I'm trying to make that corridor safer, and by doing that and adding and widening it, it also helps traffic flow too, cutting down on commute times, which has been done over by the Walmart when they added the stoplight over there that a lot of people didn't agree with and are now comfortable with now. So just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean that it's not necessary, that it doesn't need to be there. It does need to be there. There's a lot of things that need to be there. Cutting down traffic along State Road 9 by adding a bypass and another exit, if NDOT, you know, sees it fit and necessary and it's feasible, then guess what it does? It helps you guys out too. It helps the residents of Greenfield out. Because guess what? Now we have two exits. We just don't have one. It doesn't hurt business along State Road 9, because guess what? Now we're not having unnecessary traffic along State Road 9, because guess what they're doing? They're adding a median here in the future that's going to, you know, do nothing but increase the traffic, because now you don't have anybody using a median, which is a turn lane for both sides. So now people are only able to turn in certain ways or wherever the median, you know, directs them to, because when we have a barrier there, now we can't go where we need to go. You know what I mean? So the beautification and making State Road 9 appeasable to out-of-towners is not a bad idea. Many Greenfield residents feel that. All I'm asking for is more trees, sidewalks on both sides, walkability ratings. So maybe people want to bike to the store. Maybe they want to go here. Maybe they want to go there. But we're giving them options. And guess what? When you add options like that, people will take advantage of it. If you connect the Pensy Trail downtown to Riley Park, to Breckenhold Park over on Fortville Pike, and all the other bike and walking trails along the city, guess what? People will use it. And people will. And guess what? It'll make our city be a more green city. And I think a lot of people agree with me on this. And also, adding better restaurants and better retail options for the city of Greenfield. I don't know. Somebody said I have to offer them money to make it appealing to them. All I got to do is show the population, the growth potential, the average price of living index, and things of that nature. And guess what happens? People want to come here. We need to attract more business, more small businesses. Small business is great for any place that you live. If you don't believe in small business, I'm sorry. But small business is the backbone of the United States of America, the state of Indiana, and the communities across this great state and great country. Small businesses start small and they grow large. Without small business, you have nothing. And yes, we have corporations that support the community as well, but we have a lot of small businesses downtown. And I love the small businesses downtown. I want to visit them more. My work schedule sometimes doesn't allow me to. Taste of Italy, to name a few. Greenfield Chocolates, Hometown Pizza. And there's a couple more that I haven't gotten a chance to visit yet. And I plan on, you know, in the future, I plan on using another facility downtown to, you know, get married in. And these are the things. I support the community that I live in because I love the community. I feel a homey feeling. I feel like I'm at home. I don't feel like I'm an outsider But some people that, you know, come to Greenfield say they feel that way, and we need to be more welcoming as residents as well. There is a heroin problem. There is a cocaine problem. There is a methamphetamine problem in the city of Greenfield. Even if you don't agree with what I'm saying, you have to admit there is that problem. And by adding more police officers and better response time for paramedics, we not only save lives, we also prevent crimes. Also, adding maybe some retail options over by District 1, where I'm running for office at, that also helps the community a lot. Because District 1's not the only one that needs that. I'm just being a proponent of the district that I live in and have lived in for 5 years. But if we offer different, you know, retail options over there, just a few things, it helps the residents out, so they're not having to drive all the way to State Road 9 for stuff. Because if this bypass does get added, I know those residents on the east side are going to use that exit more. Also, promoting NDOT to possibly expanding the Greenfield exits to 3 lanes all the way to Mount Comfort, because it would cut down on accidents, make it a safer corridor, and more people would want to live out here because it would cut down commute times. So, all in all, I appreciate your time today. I'm sorry if it took, you know, about 20 minutes to explain my positions and so forth. But yes, I'm a Democrat. Don't let that be a bad thing for you. I support everybody in the community and what their ideas and everything of that nature is. And we also have an RV issue going on. And like I said, I'm a proponent of the 72 hour or 3 days where you're allowed to park on city streets. That's fine. After that, you get fined and you have to park it in your driveway. I can't do anything about HOAs. You can't change what they have in their rules or guidelines. A lot of them say you need to store it. So if that's what they say you need to do that, because you signed up to be part of that HOA. Nobody forced you to live there. And I lived in an HOA, and it had a lot of, you know, good qualities and bad qualities. It's part of life, right? But the final thing I always looked at was, okay, so there's one more thing that I looked at. When I moved to Greenfield, there was no neighborhood watch programs in the city of Greenfield. So what I did is I organized a group in Keystone. I got all the residents together, created a Facebook page, went on the neighborhood watch website, signed it up, became the voice of reason for the Keystone subdivision. And we established a neighborhood watch program, and it cut down on a lot of crime in the Greenfield area, because now the neighbors were all watching out for each other. And I encourage everybody in District 1 in the city of Greenfield to do the same. I'm a big proponent on public safety, and I'm a big proponent on community, the fact of having a community, because community is very important. It's a band of people that band together that create this atmosphere. It's not one specific type of people. And Greenfield has molded into what it is now, and it's great. It's molded in the 5 years that I've lived here, but we have a lot of room to progress on. And I hope you enjoy my ideas. I'm going to add more ideas as it comes along. And I'm looking at different ways. And I would love to sit on a committee and attract something into that space of Marsh. Even if we don't get, you know, a retail establishment in there, maybe the city of Greenfield could create something that'd be a public space. Because anything's better than having empty space. And I also would like to see more development along the north part of State Road 9 as well. But I hope you enjoyed my ideas. I look forward to speaking with all you in the community. No ideas or comments are bad ideas or comments to me. I welcome anybody to question or comment or email me. You could email me chrisforgreenfield@gmail.com. I'll respond back as quick as I can or any questions or concerns. Visit me on the Facebook page, Chris for Greenfield, as well. My name is Chris Buschhausen, running for the Democratic ticket on District 1 in the Greenfield City Council. And I look forward to hearing from you in the future. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and bless you all. Thank you.